trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
With so much negativity being yielded at the youth of our nation, it seems hard to find any signs of a bright future. Coming from a legendary past, the new generation of Bahamians seek to take this nation to heights it's never seen. That's where the youth perspective comes in. We seek to display tomorrow's leaders in every facet of society. Each show will focus on today's pace setters, trendsetters, movers and shakers, and the next generation of great, impactful Bahamians. We seek to uplift, motivate, and encourage our listeners. Tune in as we address issues of importance with wisdom and intelligence, all from the youth perspective.
Everybody's searching for you. Everywhere there's pain, we've been missing you. We need you more than ever before. I know I do.
Somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. that you just may be. The only Jesus that they seek, get out and turn somebody.
And we're back. Welcome to another edition of The Youth Perspective. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for locking it in. And make sure you tune in each and every Saturday right here on 1540 AM, 104.5 FM, the National Voice of the Bahamas, and Inspiration 107.9 FM, where it's all gospel all the time, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got a great show lined up for you. One we've been trying to lock down, I think, maybe for the entirety of this year, but we have him. He's here. He's not flying right now. He's not traveling right now, and so we were able to get him on the show. And so we're so excited to have him join us. And ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking about none other than Mr. Jonathan Lucius. Did I say your name right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Hi, hello everyone.
Hold on a second. Let me do that again. I have to edit that out. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Jonathan Lucius, all right? And, of course, he is a 25-year-old esports player. And, of course, he kind of dabbles in fighting games. And he's also a part of the Bahamas Esports Federation as a community manager. Good night, sir. How you doing?
Hi, everyone. I'm doing great. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to be here, finally, for the first time.
Yes, sir. Indeed, it's great to have you on the show. We've been wanting to get you on for quite some time. A lot of persons have a lot of interest in what you do and how they can do it as well. But before we get into that side of it, tell us a little bit about Jonathan. Let persons know about you and about something. Yeah, that persons would know about you.
All right. So as you say, I'm 25 years old. Well, I'm a school teacher currently right now. So I'm always engaging with the young youth currently. Mm-hmm. I'm national representative for the Bahamas in the IESF F competition for a fighting game known as Tekken 7. Mm-hmm. I travel a lot for multiple games as well, such as besides Tekken. And also I could dabble a little bit in some art and a little bit of coaching.
Okay. Awesome. Well, it's great to have you on the show. Let's get into our conversation. All right. And so, first and foremost, what kind of inspires you to get into esports, to get into playing games? Do you remember what was your first system?
If I remember, my very first system, what I had growing up, was a Super Nintendo. Mm. Like the real, real old ones. Like, we had like Donkey Kong, Kong Country, Super Mario World. We also had the collection where you could have of like play like the first three Mario games, including the lost levels. Ooh, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And if I recall, the very first fighting game that was introduced to me, it's a really old classic. I'm not sure if everybody knows the name Samurai Showdown. Mm. Like, it's a really, really old classic.
Okay. Okay, and so would you say that kind of was your introduction and kind of got you into this idea of gaming and playing games and maybe wanting to do it a little bit more at a higher level?
Now, if I would say, I was introduced to fighting games at a very young age, mm-hmm. but I say, but the one would, if I would go back in time, so. So when I moved on to the PlayStation 1 growing up, I was like 5 or so years old. We had the PlayStation 1 system, whereas we had Tekken 3. So me and my brothers would play that constantly, all the time. And as time grew on, I just got addicted to that said genre, including like they're like at the times when I would probably head off to like play like Super Smash Bros. Street Fighter and others, but I'm always hooked to that one. So when I got to college, there was a red. So as it was, I got into college in BTVI. They already had a club designed for that type of means. So when they introduced it to me and they showed me what it was about, it automatically immediately clicked with me. I would like the people, like they were doing this for, they were actually doing this when I was still in school, to be honest, in the Bahamas. They were actually doing this stuff when I was still in high school. But if anything, mm-hmm. I say I would probably give my shout outs to the guys at BTVI and the person and the people who started the gaming club and the esports scene in the Bahamas in the early days. If wow. it wasn't for them, people like me and others mm-hmm. in this who go out there to compete now, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here right now.
Wow. That's tremendous. So shout out to them. And hey, you never know. Maybe I could get them on the show one day to really, you know, get their mindset behind, you know, why they started it and why they wanted to get it going. But tell us a little bit about your journey, as it were, to being able to play professionally. And I think a lot of parents listening in, they may have heard about, you know, the Fortnite competitions where, you know, you have young 17, 18-year-olds, you know, willing making hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars in these tournaments and stuff like that. They heard us talking, not you and I, but other shows that we've had with the Esports Federation, where you have colleges now, universities, they're having esports as a program that you can take. So tell us now, tell us about the professional side of esports.
Okay, so if we look at the professional side of esports, so when it comes to being in esports, one thing I can always say, everybody starts off in this field from nothing. Most of the time, it normally starts off with a bunch of friends coming together and playing games together. So you could think of it like a normal thing, like kids go home after school, then they all meet up online playing in a lobby together in Fortnite. That's how it normally starts off. And over time, like if they find a way to make it click, or they feel well-rounded, whereas they build the confidence to get out there to try and compete, because with those games, they have like a ranking system built in the game, whereas you can compete with other players around the world, not just in the Bahamas, like everywhere. So they have those type of things built in, so you can test your mettle to see if you can try your luck with the best, or if not, you could try find people who have the same mindset as you, whereas you can also meet up with them and party up with them, so you can and experience something new. Because when I first got my feet wet, it always starts off with, so how it starts off in the grand scheme of things, we normally start off with a small community, whereas it'll be like a bunch of friends. Then over time it grows, and the more it grows, the more people get involved in that set thing. Mm-hmm. So like when I first started, I never started with the game that I play professionally now. When I started my esports career, the first one I played was actually Street Fighter.
Okay.
So I started off with Street Fighter, but then I could have pulled myself, but it wasn't something I was keen on at first. But then as Tekken 7 came about, because I have a really good track, I have a really good history with that game, aim, and I have a really, really long history because I grew up playing it. It's been there my whole life. So when I took my chances with it, wow. everything just fit perfectly. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, or maybe it was like it was like Kobe and Scottie Pippen at that point.
Yeah. Okay. And so for the listening audience, because, you know, they may kind of think this a little bit far-fetched, right? But we talk about a lot of different industries and things that young persons are doing that are not heard too much on the radio. Tell us about some of the places that you've traveled, which is why it was a little difficult to get you on the show because, you know, you're moving around a lot. And so tell us about some of the places you've traveled.
Okay, so if I would look at, so for the last 2 years, from last year to now, mm-hmm. I have traveled to four different locations.
Okay.
So if I would say the first place I traveled to last year first was Chicago. That was in May. Mm-hmm. But then later on that year, so the one in Chicago, that was more of an open tournament.
Okay.
I mean, whereas anybody, like, if you feel confident, anybody could just book a ticket and just compete.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one coming, but then I had another one later that year. Mm-hmm. That was in Indonesia.
Wow.
That was where the international competition was happening for IESF. Mm-hmm. That one was happening in Indonesia, Bali, and that I would say that one in particular gave me the biggest wake up call / push mm-hmm. to try get more involved in what's going on in the community worldwide. Mm-hmm. Because if it wasn't for an event like that, I would have never met a lot of different cultures, people who have the, like, it was like a huge culture shock for me when I went there.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Break it down for me again. You said IESF, I think you said?
Yes, the IESF, the International Esports Federation.
Okay, international. Okay, all right. I'm following you now. Okay.
Yeah. So I was able to play against world champions when I was there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got whooped, but it was something.
Yeah, it's an experience.
It was like a learning experience because it was something a lot of people wouldn't get the chance or opportunity to get.
Yeah.
But I was gladly able to.
Mm-hmm. And this is playing Tekken 7.
Yes, this is playing Tekken 7.
Right.
And I would say like the game, and I would say the game is about at its end right now, if anything.
Okay.
So if then we fast track to this year now, mm-hmm. they were having one in Florida or in Daytona.
Okay.
One known as CEO. Mm-hmm. CEO Gaming. So that one, it was similar, same thing for Tekken 7, but I also competed for the new Street Fighter as well.
Okay.
So that's, I would say the Street Fighter 6 mm-hmm. is probably one of the biggest and hardest games to truly shine in.
Okay.
And then if I would say anything, mm-hmm. because there are so many names, like, when I was there, when I was competing, because that was his first ever international competition. So we had like about over 2,000 entrants, for that one game, for that one tournament. Mm-hmm. So that was for legit our whole, and we had to go through that for that whole weekend. Mm. And then lastly, I would say, the last one I did recently, which was in August, going into early September, is the one which is in recent memory when I competed again in the IESF tournament, but this time in Romania.
Romania, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And so last year, Indonesia, Bali, and then this year, Romania.
Yes.
Yeah, that's tremendous. And the IESFs, was it because of your ranking, or did you have to, I guess, maybe go through, like, maybe beating the persons in the Bahamas and then you moved on to that? Like, how did that process work?
Okay, so normally what happens, mm-hmm. it's either, so normally what happens, the country or the BESF mm-hmm. would host a national qualifiers tournament whereas whoever wins that tournament will go on to represent the Bahamas at the IESF tournament.
Okay.
And then so far I've been the only one so far, but I would like to see like another payment also get the chance to shine up there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. And I think, you know, we having these conversations now, you know, and I think a lot of persons would definitely be more up to, you know, what's going on now that they know we're bringing the awareness to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, there's some really, really good players here. Yeah, like, because when I first started in Tekken, when I first started for this game, I was probably one of the weakest players in the community at first. Before I got to this point, I was one of the weakest players at that when I first started. But it was like, I would say if we look at it from 2017 mm-hmm. to like 2018, I was probably, who is this guy? I don't know. This guy dead. He can't do nothing. Mm. And he free. So when we fast track now, what that basically happened was I just disappeared. Yeah, I disappeared from the community for like a year or two. I came back from when we had a local tournament happening here. Mm-hmm. I went from coming from getting beaten by everyone to winning the entire tournament after that.
Wow. You disappeared for 2 years. I love it. And you play on PS4 or console or PC?
I play on both before, but nowadays primarily I play on PC.
PC, okay.
Most of the time. Mm-hmm. I only use console. Mm-hmm. I only play on the PS4 or PS5 when it's necessary or if that's what that's the means to play in the tournament.
Ah, okay. So most tournaments are PC?
Most tournaments are PC, but in terms of fighting games, most are on PS5 consoles, but mm-hmm. I have a means to play on it because I have about three different types of controllers. Well, is to play on it. So the first one is the normal PS4 controller. Mm-hmm. And then I would probably have like, you ever seen like the old arcades?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I have a controller similar to that, whereas it has the joystick, which you would see on the controller, like if you're playing like Pac-Man or something.
Okay.
And then you have the buttons right on the side of it.
Okay.
And then recently I just got one where it just has buttons on it, mm-hmm. similar to like a keyboard.
Ah, okay, all right. Wow.
Yes.
That's a level of focus right there and determination to get better at your craft. It's not just people may just think it's entertainment, but it's very serious for you, particularly when you're going to those international competitions.
Yes. Yes, it really is. Because another thing what they also say when you also go out there, they have a strict rule of bring your own equipment.
Okay.
When they mean by bring your own equipment, mm-hmm. let's say you're playing in like a Fortnite tournament or a Call of Duty or Apex tournament, mm-hmm. you would have to bring your own controller or you have to bring your own keyboard and mouse.
Mm, okay.
Yes, because most of the time everybody has their own way of how they play. Everybody has their own particular type of styles, ways, how they play said games. Like someone actually went in a tournament date and their controller was literally made out of cardboard boxes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like literally made out of cardboard boxes and he had like the wiring and everything inside of it.
Okay. Wow. That's different. Yeah. And so for young persons listening in, they're hearing what you're saying. They would be interested in learning more about how do they reach that professional level, or maybe not even before the professional level. How do they even get better? How do they get started? What direction would you point them in? What advice would you give to young persons listening to you? And they say, you know what? I want to do that too.
So I would say normally the first thing you want to do, I would say you probably want to set up like a short-term goal list. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I would say. You could set up like a short-term goal, like on list, like, okay, when I play, let's say you're playing like Fortnite or something, and you want to try, you know, practice to get to this, to be the best at this. Mm-hmm. So what you can do, you could say, hey, I want to reach to this particular rank in this X amount of time, or I want to reach to the, or I want to be able to do this, or showcase that I can perform at this particular skill level before the year ends. So you can set up goals like that. It doesn't like when you set up the goals, you have to set them up whereas you're not focusing on winning. Because that's the one true goal about when you're doing this. You never play to win. You have to play to improve. Mm-hmm. So that's the key value of it.
Yes, sir.
Because the road to getting better at these type of things it also involves with sports as well. You're gonna take a lot of losses before you're able to get at a win. That's one of the key things I will always tell people.
Wow.
You have to learn that you will always lose a lot in the beginning, and as you progress over time and get better at it, you will see that you have grown and get the results to show that, or that you, when you see significant improvement. So let's say like for another example, like for fighting games, I want to reach out. So in gaming ranks, they have like tiers. So you would start off so they'll have like the rookie ranks, then they'll have like bronze, silver, gold, those type of things. So let's say like I want to make it to gold rank in about 3 months. Mm-hmm. So now you have set that goal. Now you have to also follow this. Now you also have to make steps on how can you achieve that goal. Mm-hmm. So like with fighting games, we have to go through a long intricacy of studying the character we play, mm-hmm. from how matchups work to what is good in this particular match and what's not good in this particular match. Like it's a lot of stuff you have to look over, mm-hmm. over. But as you progress and keep playing, mm-hmm. you will see the notable difference. But the key thing you have to make sure you always do when you're doing this, you have to have fun.
Yeah. That's
if
amazing.
If you're not having fun, doing you'll it never improve.
Yeah.
You'll never improve. And not just in gameplay wise, but mentally.
But mentally. All right. Well, guess what? We are fresh out of time, but I do want to get your closing comments. We're going to invite you back again. We're going to have another discussion, maybe get some more time in. To continue this discussion, but before we let you go, any closing comments you want to leave with the listening audience? And how can we follow you as well on social media?
Okay, so normally I'm on Facebook. I go by my actual name, mm-hmm. Jonathan Lucius. Or if you could go on, I have a X account on Twitter. I have Instagram, Lucius JT for Instagram and Twitter for both. And I go by my name on Facebook.
All right. Now your closing comments.
Closing comments. Ooh, I would say it's been a bumpy road for this year, and it's been a pleasure being here with you, Mr. Ali. It's really been.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to have you as well. And anything else you want to share before we wrap up?
If anything else I would share, I would probably. I normally don't think of comments. I normally say stuff on the fly most of the time.
All right, no problem. Well, we're going to wrap things up. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on this edition of The Youth Perspective, Jonathan Lucius, ladies and gentlemen, a professional esports player, ladies and gentlemen, 25 years old, ladies and gentlemen, and he has traveled to Indonesia, Bali, and Romania, among a few, Chicago and Florida as well, playing esports, all right, being a part of the esports movement, ladies and gentlemen, Tekken 7, and a little bit of Street Fighter as well. And ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing it to you. And so the young person is coming in, coming up, they can see that it's possible, all right, that Bohemians are doing it, sons of the soil, daughters of the soil, they're making their mark, all right, and they are going beyond the borders, and they are letting them know that the Bahamas has esports, all right, and we're making it happen, all right, and so we want to thank him so much, thank the Bahamas Esports Federation once again for joining us, and of course, he is a community manager over there, so make sure you hit them up on social media as well, BFSF, and you connect with them, all right, get in their Discord, learn more about how you could become and how you could learn more about esports, gaming, and how maybe you could become a professional as well, all right? Give it exactly what you've got. We got much more on the way for you. This has been another edition of The Youth Perspective with yours truly, Cashing and Jamal. Have a great evening, and we'll see you later.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way, way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set.
I hope you enjoyed another edition of The Youth Perspective. Stay tuned for more interviews, more in-depth conversation, great music as we seek to encourage, empower, impact, and uplift our youth of this nation. Here on The Youth Perspective, we'll see you next time right here on The Youth Perspective with Cashing and Jamal.